Hello and welcome to the 211th episode of the Brawl Time Podcast. I'm your host, Jackson, and today I'm going to be going over how good I think Lou is going to be on release. You definitely want to listen to this episode if you plan on getting the Brawl Pass. Which game modes to push Lou in, because I think Lou is going to be very powerful in a few and also really bad in some. Let's get into it. Alright, so I'm not going to go over all of Lou's health, damage, stuff like that, because I covered that in a previous episode, and most of you guys probably know it by now. Really, the only new information on Lou that we got is Lou's super lasts for 10 seconds, which is a very large amount of time, around the same as a Sandy super, so yeah, definitely going to be on the battlefield for a long time. And also, when enemies are inside of Lou's snowstorm, if you have his star power, they will slowly get their cool effect type of thing. It will slowly start to charge up. That's pretty much everything that we kind of learned since the actual Brawl Talk. Moving on to how good I think Lou is going to be in each mode. So first mode is Gem Grab. So I think Gem Grab is definitely going to be one of Lou's strongest modes, if not his strongest mode in the whole game. I'm actually going to be giving him a 9 out of 10 in Gem Grab. So yeah, I have a feeling that Lou is really going to be able to dominate, play the same role as a Sandy, where the super is pretty much able to just take over the whole entire game. What I think you're going to be able to do is play Lou, probably go down one of the lanes. Lou doesn't seem like a great mid. Charge up your super, and then you can just chuck it down in the center of the map, right on top of the gem mine. And it's going to be so hard for the enemies to actually pick up gems. Because if you think about it, for them to get to the mine, they're going to have to head straight into the super. That's already bad enough. Their movement is predictable, because if you change direction, you start to slide and get slowed down a bunch. So if they don't die then from you just lasering them, because they're walking in a straight path, they're going to have to go and pick the gems, and they still need to escape the super. So then they have to go back where they're going to get the slowdown effect. And yeah, there's really no way they're surviving that. And you can just continue to chain these supers over and over and over again. It's just going to be so hard for the enemies to actually deal with it. And yeah, this can easily just take over the game. Yeah, just kind of like Sandy invisibility. You just can kind of hide in there, continue to chain supers, and pretty much have control over the middle of the map the whole entire game. And yeah, there doesn't seem too many great options to this. Probably the best strategy to beat this is just not to get hit by Lou. Maybe in some super high competitive matches where it takes 2 minutes to get your super, then probably Lou won't be as strong, just because you can kind of avoid taking damage and hopefully just get the 10 gems before Lou can really start to chain supers. But even then, I still think Lou's going to be really powerful. So yeah, definitely a 9 out of 10 in Gem Grab. And I wouldn't be surprised if we find out that Lou is the best Gem Grab brawler in the game. So next mode is going to be Showdown. So I have a feeling Lou is going to be pretty bad in Showdown, which is why I'm only going to be giving him a 2 out of 10. Lou just really doesn't seem strong in Showdown at all. His damage, especially his burst damage, is really bad. It's not terrible, but it's pretty bad. I think he can 3-shot a Tara or something, and that's it. So yeah, definitely not going to be able to burst down some of those higher health brawlers that just see a ton of play, like Carl. Lou's just going to get absolutely countered by them. That's definitely a huge downside in Showdown. And I just feel like it's really hard to actually get good value out of your super in Showdown. Just going back to the Sandy super example, Sandy super is extremely strong when multiple of your teammates can help get value out of it as well. But just in solos, the map is huge. The enemies can just easily avoid it. And just you being invisible really isn't going to help out. And I feel like same thing for Lou. It's just going to be so easy to avoid the super unless it's the very, very end of the game and everyone's bunched up. But Lou seems really bad late game as well. Super doesn't seem good, which is pretty much what Lou's all about. And it just seems hard to consistently get stuns from the cold status thing. Lush is kind of able to, like when Lush chasing someone down, the enemy can kind of just get behind walls, and there's no real downside to it. Like in 3v3s, if you get behind a wall, you're out of the fight, just allowing the enemy team to get more positioning. When showdown, really doesn't matter, so it's going to be very easy to kind of just avoid getting that cold status fully charged up and getting stunned for a second. So yeah, I really just don't feel like Lu is going to be that good in showdown. I feel like, yeah, Lu will probably be slightly better in duos, just have like a teammate help support him, but even then, I don't think Lu is going to be good in duos. You're just better off pushing Lu in 3v3. So yeah, showdown, I'm going to give him a 2 out of 10. So next mode is Brawl Ball. So Brawl Ball, not 100% sure on this rating yet. Could be a little higher, could be a little lower, but I'm actually going to be giving Lu a 7 out of 10 in Brawl Ball. So the reason for this is you can throw that super down in the middle of the map, and yeah, like the enemy are going to have a very, very hard time getting that Brawl Ball, just because, yeah, I mean, obviously they're going to get slowed down, their movement's going to be predictable, you're easily going to be able to laser them and probably stun them as well. So yeah, that's obviously going to be really strong. You can also throw it on the super, like, in front of your goal if you need to. So just make it really hard for the enemies to, like, walk it in. So that's going to be really useful. And also, I feel like most brawlers that are good in Brawl Ball need to have some way to kind of knock the ball out of the opponent's hands, like a Jean super or Primo super. Just something like that that will stun them is really powerful in Brawl Ball. And Lu's cold effect does that, so yeah, that's definitely going to help out Lu a ton, especially on defense where they're going to be walking into you. I have a feeling it's going to be very hard to score if the enemy team has a Lu. So, yeah, I mean, definitely could see me needing to move up this rating to like an 8 or even a 9 out of 10 in Brawl Ball. But I could also see it maybe being lowered a little bit just because Lu doesn't seem amazing versus like Jean, like, yeah, just like Jean, Spikes, Colette's that kind of counter Lu. Yeah, I definitely think that Lu is going to be really strong in Brawl Ball, and this 7 out of 10 rating definitely might be a little too low. So next mode is going to be Hot Zone. So in Hot Zone, I'm going to give Lu an 8 out of 10. Just the super is able to cover a whole entire Hot Zone is completely insane. Right now, Hot Zone meta is basically just Gale, Sandy, and kind of whoever else you want to play. So like Pam's like really strong, Amber used to be, just some other decent brawler that can kind of burst down people quickly. And I have a feeling Lu might kind of be put into this, like, insane Hot Zone brawler group. Just because, yeah, her super is so similar to Sandy's in the fact that just is easily able to control a large part of the map for a long period of time, and it's very easy to chain them. So yeah, I have a feeling that Lu is going to be extremely powerful in Hot Zone. It's just going to be so hard to actually get inside of that Hot Zone when there's like a snowstorm there, plus a Lu and maybe another brawler just continuously chaining supers and leaving it in the Hot Zone the whole entire game. Just going to be so hard to actually get percentage points added. So yeah, I definitely think that Lu is going to be insanely powerful in Hot Zone. And yeah, I mean, the Hot Zone meta is bad enough already with Gale and Sandy everywhere, but I have a feeling it might get a whole lot worse. So yeah, next mode is going to be Heist. So Heist definitely is not going to be Lu's strong suit. Yeah, I'm going to give him a 3 out of 10 in Heist. That might be a little generous as well. Yeah, Lu just doesn't seem strong in Heist at all. Lu's burst damage with 3 attacks is terrible. Yeah, like, I think it's like 4,500 damage with all 3 attacks or something. That really isn't enough in Heist. Kind of almost as bad as Jean. So yeah, maybe Lu's more like a 1 out of 10 or a 2 out of 10. Just seems so hard to do any damage to the high safe. Maybe Lu can kind of play the role as like a B, where you just only play defense and use that super to kind of block off whole lanes, kind of stuff like that. But even then, yeah, just like only defensive brawlers just really aren't that great in Heist. You want a brawler that plays good defense and also has good offense, like an Ems or even like a Carl or a Spike. And yeah, Lu seems okay on defense, but terrible on offense. So yeah, I'm actually going to change my rating, kind of convince myself. I'm going to give Lu a 2 out of 10 instead of a 3 out of 10. Just can't do anything to the high safe. So yeah, definitely do not play Lu in Heist. So next mode is going to be Bounty. So Bounty, a very long range meta right now. There's just tons of Pipers, Brocks, Jeans, Mr. P's. Just these super long range brawlers that just, yeah, stay behind walls and just don't get hit at all. And yeah, Lou, I mean, seems okay in Bounty. Maybe on a few maps will be playable. Kind of similar to like a Sandy, where like the super definitely can be useful but isn't amazing. So yeah, I think that on a few maps Lou might be playable, especially at lower trophies where like the meta isn't as specific and it's not just like all like the same five brawlers. Lou definitely could be used at lower trophy Bounty, and yeah, on a few maps should be fine. But I mean, when you get higher up, Lou just can't really do anything versus like Pipers or Ticks or Brocks when they're attacking at a very long range. So yeah, Lou, 5 out of 10 in Bounty. So final game mode is going to be Siege. So this might be Lou's best mode. It was a pretty tough call between Siege, Hot Zone, and Gem Grab, but I'm going to be giving Lou a 9 out of 10 in Siege. So that super is really the reason why Lou gets such a high rating here. Yeah, just the ability to use that super to control a very, very large amount of the area where all the bolts spawn is so powerful. It's going to make it extremely easy to win those robots. And it's also going to be extremely easy to chain those supers as well, just allowing you to easily hold control of the middle for such a long time. I mean, yeah, very similar to a Sandy super. But the thing that Lou is a lot better than Sandy is going to be defense. That super is going to be really strong versus the robot and just preventing it from getting onto your Ike. Because like Lou plays down that super, the robot will slowly start to get the cooldown effect, and then you can just continuously chain them. Just, yeah, just keep on stunning it for a second over and over and over again. I think I saw a clip on Reddit of a Lou 1v1ing the Siege robot and beating it before it could do any damage to the Ike completely alone. So yeah, Lou gonna be very good on defense. Might not be the best brawler, but you really don't need to have that great offense and Siege. It's kind of just all about winning the robot. Like Mortis, believe it or not, has been seeing a little bit of play in Siege just because he's so good at collecting those bolts. He might not be that good on offense, like at actually dealing damage to the Ike. But yeah, he's just so good at collecting the bolts. He's really good for getting kills and just hurting the enemy team. So yeah, I think that Lou definitely is going to be a very powerful brawler in Siege. And if Lou ends up needing a nerf, this is probably going to be the game mode Y. So yeah, those are all the modes. Now just kind of going over like how strong I think Lou's going to be overall. Does he need a nerf? Is he going to need a buff? I would say I think Lou is definitely going to be one of the stronger brawlers in the game. Not like Surge, Sprout, or Amber broken on release or anything. But I think that Lou is definitely going to be a fairly solid option. Probably like a top 10 brawler in the game, especially in like Siege, Hot Zone, and Gem Grab and Brawl Ball. Those are the modes where Lou's really going to shine in. Yeah, I think that Lou definitely could be very powerful in those game modes. Just kind of play the role of Sandy, just being able to control the middle so easily and continuously chain supers. Just seems really strong. But I don't think like a Lou's going to be insanely well-rounded like an Amber is, or it's pretty much viable in every mode. Lou definitely is not going to be good in Showdown, Heist, or Bounty. So yeah, overall, my guess is Lou's going to be around like the 10th best brawler in the game. I mean, it's definitely possible that I'm completely wrong and Lou's actually like the best just because of that, how good that super is. But yeah, I don't think Lou's going to be like insanely broken or anything. And yeah, I don't think that Lou's going to need any buffs or nerfs. Lou ends up does need some type of balance change. I think it's definitely going to be a super duration nerf. That's my guess of like the thing that can really break Lou. But yeah, I guess we'll have to find out. But yeah, overall, I think Lou's going to be a pretty solid option in the meta, but not game breaking. So yeah, I mean, it's pretty much going to be all for this Lou breakdown episode. Just kind of going over how strong I think Lou is going to be in all the modes. Be sure to let me know if you agree or disagree with any of this. Interested to hear how good you think Lou's going to be on release. And yeah, hope you enjoy this episode of the podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Brawl Time Podcast. So before I end the show, I'd like to remind you to leave a 5-star review if you enjoy the podcast. Really helps the podcast grow, and we'll share on the next episode. Unfortunately, no new 5-star reviews today. I did see like the actual amount of reviews go up, but I haven't seen any like written responses. So it's definitely possible that some of them are just taking a little bit to come in. Do apologize if I read a review a few days late because it takes a while for it to actually show up for me. But yeah, no new ones today. But yeah, that's pretty much going to wrap things up. Be sure to join my club, Mystic Galaxy, if you haven't already. We're back up to 1.6 million, so definitely doing really good. Hopefully we can get to like 2 million in the next few months. We've been growing pretty fast over the past few days. But yeah, hopefully enjoy this episode of the podcast, and I'll see you tomorrow.